another podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting. Small Business Consulting to Go is a monthly discussion with Executive Editor Greg LaFollette and nationally recognized accounting software expert Doug Slater. These highly sought-after thought leaders discuss the tricks and techniques used by the profession's top-performing small business accounting consultants. Learn what's hot and what's not as they cover QuickBooks, Peachtree, Microsoft Accounting, and the myriad of add-ons that make small businesses work better and help them be more profitable.
Hello, Greg LaFollette, CPA Technology Advisor, recording another in our series of Intersection Live podcasts. Today we're recording Small Business Consulting to Go. We're doing episode 9 with my friend and industry guru, Doug Slater. And today, Doug, we're going to refer to you as Doug S., and that will become apparent. The reason for that will become apparent in just a little bit. But how's life in your world today, Doug?
Well, it's going really well, and you're doing well as well?
Yep, I'm going to survive, and tomorrow both of us are heading out for another couple of days on the road, and I'll be seeing you in Las Vegas at yet another user conference, right?
That's right. This one's for BQE Software, the BillQuick product.
The BillQuick people, right.
And bring all their users together. We're going to have fun there.
Right. I'm looking forward to that, the inaugural event that they're doing there. And sounds like it's going very, very well.
Yeah.
So, Doug, you know, as our user, our listeners, readers, users, listeners, attendees, viewers, whatever we call all of our friends that hang out and listen to what we try to present here. They've grown kind of used to us walking through, and we started this obviously 8 or 9 months ago with the idea that we would cover some of what you've referred to as the ecosystem. And so the one of the ways that we decided that we would do that is look at each of your awesome add-ons. And we've been working through them, and I remember asking you early on if we had enough material to fill our 45 minutes or so, and you kind of chuckled and said, "Oh yeah, we'll have plenty of time." And of course, every single time we do this, we run out of time.
Yeah, exactly. And there's just so much, and it seems to be new products coming into the market every day, and they're actually completely new ideas or twists on similar ideas,
right.
but in new ways. There's some really exciting ones coming in the future.
Right.
Today's one is something that I've been waiting for good solutions in for quite some time.
Yeah. Well, this one will be fun. Before we jump into that, I do want to point out a couple of things for if you are a new listener to our podcast. We do maintain a set of show notes, so when we talk about product names or websites or telephone numbers or things like that, don't fret. You don't have to worry about us spelling them or things like that. You can simply go to the CPA Tech Advisor, CPATechAdvisor.com, or just CPATA.com, and click on Intersection Live. Take a look at Small Business Consulting. This is episode 9, and just click on that. You'll see a full set of show notes that list all of those items. We hyperlink them for you, so it's nice and easy for you to get all of that information. Additionally, if you're not listening, and we actually have several guests listening on TalkShoe, if you're listening not live, and most of you will be listening just as a podcast, and you would like to join us, we will be recording episode 10, our July episode. We will be recording that, Doug, on July 22nd at 9:30. Eastern Daylight Time, 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time on July 22nd. Simply go to talkshoe.com and you'll see us there, and you can listen in and join us. You can raise your electronic hand, and we do that from time to time. Or if you just like to call in and leave us a question or a comment, we'd certainly welcome that. Our phone number is 800-456-0864, and our extension is 2106. And just call in and tell us what we're doing right or what we're doing wrong, or if you have a question, we'd be glad to handle that. So that's just a couple of housekeeping things that I thought we might want to cover before we get started. Now, Doug, today we decided that we were going to talk about e-commerce, and you know, there was a while that I wasn't convinced that this was a real big deal, but I think this internet thing is around to stay. I think it's not just a passing fad.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny how if you go back in the early 90s when we started all kind of doing email, and then we could get on the internet, and it was really complicated to get on the internet. I mean, there was a real time there where I thought, you know, the rest of us aren't going to use the internet because it's too complicated to get
right,
on.
Right.
Boy, was that naive.
Well, you know, we do regular reader surveys with the CPA Technology Advisor, and I have, between that and our productivity survey, I have a very, very deep and rich database about what practitioners are doing out there and what's happening, what they're adopting for technology and that sort of thing. And one of the things that I found fascinating, very, very late breaking statistics, one of the questions that I asked just recently, and I've got this is statistically quite valid. I asked our readers, how many of you the question is, do any of your business clients sell products directly on the internet? So e-commerce.
Mm-hmm.
Do any of your business clients sell products directly on the internet? And I'm not sure I knew what the answer was going to be, but I'll ask you, Doug, and we've got a reader base of 50,000 people,
mm-hmm.
Which pretty well represents, you know, the practice of public accounting in America. What do you think that number is going to be of yeses?
Yeah, right at this point, I suppose I'm totally guessing because I haven't done an official survey myself, but I would bet it's 30-40%.
It's 57%.
Oh my goodness.
57%. I was absolutely shocked. And
yeah.
I mean, what that tells us is that, you know, that this isn't just a little bit of stuff. I mean, this is huge. That the one third that I thought was interesting is how many, when we asked the question, do any of your business clients do business on an international level?
Mm-hmm.
One third say yes. So we've been talking about things like, you know, like currency translations and, you know, and now today we're going to talk about shopping carts and building a web store. And even a couple of years ago, I would have thought this is pretty esoteric. It's not. This is very, very mainstream stuff.
Yeah, I think one of the things driving it is just the pure scale that you can take your business to as soon as you can start grabbing customers internationally over the web and then automating the process of taking orders. I mean, it's just so compelling that anybody not doing it is really probably passing on a lot of business
right.
they could otherwise get.
Well, we have, there's 3 million businesses, plus or minus, if you believe our friends in Mountain View, the QuickBooks folk, using QuickBooks. There's 50,000 pro advisors out there. So there's an awful lot of people trying to help all those businesses. And if somebody's out there, and so the majority, obviously 90%+, if you believe Mountain View's numbers, certainly a compelling percentage of those people are QuickBooks users. If you are a small business and you're using QuickBooks and you want to set up a web store and, well, just set up a web store regardless of the international, that's a whole other thing.
Sure.
If I want to set up a web store and I'm going to do it with QuickBooks, I'm in trouble, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, QuickBooks is a great accounting product. It does what it does, but it was developed nearly 20 years ago, and you know the whole concept of a web store wasn't yet really fleshed out. So the product itself, no, it just doesn't really think about the concept of selling your products online. But that being said, there have been some new things they've been doing to help you with, like listing your item list in QuickBooks. You can list those items on Google search so people can find your company's website through Google searches. But when it comes to the getting up a store, so that means think of it as a separate website or part of your own existing website,
right?
That you put pictures, your products up. You know, most of us have gone to Amazon.com before, and so basically that's a big website, and there's the shopping part of it. Like, I want to just browse the store and see what's available and see, you know, see what I want to buy and what the price is and how it ships and all that stuff. And then there's this other critical piece, which is the shopping cart. So there's the browsing for what's available and then adding it to a cart. And that's a bunch of software that actually gets pretty complex because the cart has to go in and manage interactions with credit card clearing and authorizations and those sorts of things.
Sure.
So that piece of software usually is all part of your shopping cart solution. And that is maybe the most complex piece. And then there's another piece, which is the whole shipping, integrating with UPS or FedEx or whatever, and being able to, in real time, calculate for the user how much it's going to cost to ship this thing that they want to purchase. And then, of course, communicating all of this data that is being captured by some shopper there anywhere in the world, really, communicating that order back to the organization, the small business that's you know, actually selling the stuff.
Sure.
Maybe that communication has to involve querying to see if we've got it in stock.
Right.
So there's often a real-time connection that has to go between your online e-commerce thing and your inventory system locally. All of these pieces of technology have to be there for me to be able to effectively sell on the internet. So yeah, that's kind of that's the problem that we're trying to solve for.
Mm-hmm. So when Intuit built QuickBooks, this stuff didn't exist, so that the problem didn't exist, so they haven't solved it.
Sure.
But like so many other things that we've seen, somebody jumped up, actually quite a few people jumped up, and said, we can solve that problem, but we don't want to solve the general ledger and the debits and the credits and all of that stuff. We'll just solve our part of the problem, and we'll do that very, very well. And a couple of years ago, when Intuit finally opened the SDK and the software developers kit, and people started being able to tie in very tightly, that's when we saw these people really rise, and these services in Intuit kind of say publicly, look, we can't be all things to all people, so we're going to surround ourselves with excellent developers and have them pick out, carve out the things that they're really good at, and they will become add-ons.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's the perfect next step here. Meaning Intuit, opened up QuickBooks to developers who are smart with their own pieces of the world. And so when it comes to web stores, there have been several companies that jumped up and said, okay, I got a web store. Now I need to pull the orders down into QuickBooks. And how do I get them in there? Well, the SDK is the enabling technology that allows you to do that. Now, the SDK was initially developed by Intuit to be a little piece of interface software that local applications running on the desktop right next to QuickBooks could call, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So I could write something even in Microsoft Access. I could write macros in there or Visual Basic applications inside there that could call the QuickBooks application, which was usually running right there next to it on the same machine. Well, see, web stores have even a harder problem. They're up on the cloud, and they're trying to communicate down to QuickBooks and say, you know, do we have the inventory in stock, or here's an order that just came in. And so when you're in the cloud and you got to communicate to QuickBooks, there's some new technology that Intuit added on, and then several other developers are kind of rolling your own with. But this is called the Web Connector.
Sure.
The Web Connector is, think of it as, I like to call it ET, ET Phone Home. Think of it as a little piece of software that sits right next to QuickBooks, and it's kind of running in the background in your system tray.
Uh-huh.
And it connects to QuickBooks, and it knows how to talk to QuickBooks. But it also has a little thing that's ET phoning home to its web place where the web application is running, such as a web store. It knows the authentication pieces. In other words, it knows how to log in and say, I'm for real and I'm authorized to talk.
And this is, Doug, this is all completely in the background, so I'm not paying any attention to this, right?
That's right. You don't even, the user, well, there's probably one little piece the user does, which is install this little widget. But, yeah,
right.
For the most part, you set it and forget it.
Sure.
But it calls home and says, hey, you got any orders for me? And if it does, then it pulls them down and it pushes them into QuickBooks, or, you know, maybe pulls some information from QuickBooks up to there. For example, let's say the small businesses added a product today. They add it to QuickBooks, and they want that to also sort of show up on the web store. So these are the problems that we're trying to solve for. And the more and more transparent and seamless it can be done, the more and more we're going to find consultants adopting the solution and going and installing it and being able to actually just get it up and running without becoming programmers themselves.
So in this particular case, when we start looking at the shopping cart thing, there are a variety of providers out there that do this, from very, very simple to pretty esoteric, from pretty inexpensive to very expensive, all up and down the food chain there. You chose one as an awesome add-on.
Right.
And we have a guest today. Do you want to introduce our guest, Doug, and talk a little bit about the product?
Sure. Yeah, let me kind of give you my thoughts on how I approach this. Yeah, there's little companies and big companies. So there's like eBay, you know, has shopping carts, and Amazon has shopping carts, although they don't sell them to QuickBooks owners. But eBay has Pro Stores, and there's Network Solutions. They're all of these companies are doing really good shopping cart solutions, and some are trying to connect to QuickBooks, and some are really recognizing that it's the goal. Some have come way down the path and gone way far, and others haven't. But in the in my purest perspective, I'm looking for the company who gets it with regard to QuickBooks.
Sure.
And gets it in the sense of what are the pieces my customers are going to need that can cut through it. So in that purest perspective, I don't look at how big the vendor is or whatever, or the logos or popular or whatever. I look for the good sort of diamonds in the rough. So I kind of found this company called PDG Software, and they have a product called PDG Commerce.
Right.
It connects, as I just described, and there's a little bit more detail that we're going to get into in a minute, but it connects, as I described, to QuickBooks and to QuickBooks point of sale, because sometimes the client doesn't have QuickBooks Financial, but they have QuickBooks point of sale for most of their operation. And so this company, PDG, has done both of those connections. And so I chose them as an awesome add-on, and we're hoping to see them just grow and grow. Like you said, I have a guest that I invited to join us today, Greg, so, you know, I can't know all of it about the product, so I always try to get the vendors to help me learn more about their product every day. So I brought in Doug Blackburn, who's the VP of Sales and Marketing over at PDG Commerce. Doug, are you with us?
I sure am. How are you today, guys?
Great. Well, so maybe you can kind of take off where I said, correct all the errors I just made, and tell us about...
Well, it's only an hour show, Doug.
You know, I was thinking about having Doug write some of our literature. He did a very good job of explaining it. Doug, you're dead on. With regards to integration, we have elected to integrate both with the QuickBooks financial softwares, so we do integrate with Pro Premier Enterprise.
Doug, before we go too far, I got to make sure that our listeners get the answer to the question that many of them have. I know I did the first time I saw your booth. I walked up and said, okay, tell me for sure, does it really stand for pretty damn good software?
It sure does.
All right. Okay. That's
typical.
Now we can move on.
Great. Either that, or if you ask the owner of the company, it could also stand for poor David Jeffrey, and that he decided to
yes, you told me
business
that
10 years ago. But yeah, indeed, it is pretty damn good. Although it's not something that we include in the majority of our literatures. As Doug mentioned, again, we've actually been around since 1997. So we were one of the early emergents with regards to providing shopping cart services, and for a long time served the internet community at large, whether it be webmasters or merchants. And our goal was often to make it simple to the point that a merchant could do this themselves. As time went by and complexities grew and needs grew, we started implementing many of the services that you guys mentioned, shipping services, payment services. People were looking for ways to automate anything from getting a rate quote to having the card transaction process during the final checkout process of the software. So we've frequently been early adopters and looking to be trendsetters in that regard. We've now integrated in terms of shipping services with all the major carriers, UPS, U.S. Postal Service, DHL, and although not formally announced, you guys are on the early release alert list here, FedEx is now available within the software. So we cover the gamut with the shipping carriers, and similarly with the payment services. All the expected payment services, authorized nets, PayPal, Google Checkout, in addition, QuickBooks Merchant Services, so any merchant that's utilizing the Intuit.
So, Doug, what that means, I want to slow down and make sure that everybody understands, you go and do all of the negotiation with all of these different people. So as a small business owner, all I have to do is take my QuickBooks system, which I already have, add PDG software, and basically pick and choose these different things that you had, the payment gateways and the shipping and all of that. Just kind of click the buttons and I'm ready to go, right?
That is correct. It's a simple point-and-click interface that the merchant utilizes to choose their preferences with regards to shipping carriers and payment services, and similarly to choose their preferences with regards to how the software is going to communicate with QuickBooks or the QuickBooks
okay.
point of sale. As a result, again, any merchant at any experience level is capable of operating and setting up a PDG web store. Certainly those that have IT staff and web designers, they can often go a bit above and beyond and really customize and tweak the capabilities of the software. But it's designed with a merchant in mind to meet the merchant's needs and add a merchant skill set.
Mm-hmm. So how many users do you have? How wide is the footprint?
We are a privately owned company, so I'll give you round numbers.
Sure.
But in our 10 plus years, we have over 10,000 installations of the software.
Okay.
We, in spite of us liking to focus on a lot of verticals, the truth is with the software, it's a very horizontal potential customer that we're working with. Anyone who's selling any type of product or service, anyone who's collecting money online, whether it be donations or contributions. So we service many, many different segments within the market.
I see. So you don't have to be selling product, but you could even be a nonprofit accepting donations or whatever with this product.
Absolutely. Similarly, any service-oriented businesses, whether it's charging dues, allowing people to sign up to participate in conferences, any instance that you need to collect that fee, it regardless of whether it's a software as a service or a service, you're able, rather a product or a tangible product or a service, you're able to easily set that up within the web store.
All right. So, Doug, maybe you can talk a little bit about the areas of the merchant account and what my choices are and how many you support and what constraints you put on your customers with regard to merchant accounts.
Sure. We've looked to be very flexible. At this point, there are in excess of 15 different payment gateways that are supported within the software. I mentioned a few previously that for people in the industry will probably be household names, the Authorized Nets, PayPal's, Google Checkouts of the world. QuickBooks Merchant Services, we were one of the early adopters there when Intuit acquired the Innovative Merchant Services and began offering the credit card processing directly through the QuickBooks applications. They provided a web store integration. So we looked very quickly to make use of that SDK and make it so that anybody who's utilizing a PDG storefront can easily utilize their QuickBooks or Innovative Merchant Service account for the credit card processing. Others in particular, I'll roll through a handful of names. There are many others, and I'd encourage anyone to visit our website and click on our partners link for a full listing. CyberSource, what was formerly the VeriSign Payflow Gateway, which is now part of the PayPal offering. Anyone who's utilizing Nova Info or Costco Merchant Services, the Virtual Merchant Payment Gateway, USA ePay, SkipJack, LinkPoint, just to name a few.
Okay, so one thing I want to focus on just for a sec here is most of the QuickBooks world, since our show is mostly targeted to the QuickBooks consultant and somebody trying to go out and help people who have QuickBooks, those people will most likely have the QuickBooks merchant account already set up in their QuickBooks. Now, I say most likely, but there are others, but that's probably the main thing you're going to run into as a consultant when you go and try to install a web store for your client is they have merchant account, the QuickBooks merchant account. Now, you do interface with that, but in addition, maybe you could kind of drill in exactly what kind of features you're able to provide, and then if there are any problems that you've found with integrating into the QuickBooks product.
Sure. Certainly one of the luxuries, I think your statement is pretty true, the majority of people who are utilizing QuickBooks are likely to be utilizing or considering using the QuickBooks Merchant Services. And one of the luxuries they have in doing so is they're able to utilize one merchant account that will service both their web mail order, phone order, as well as web transactions. They're able to work with Innovative and add what's referred to as the web store capability to their existing merchant account.
So let me just pause you there. That means that if they've got telephone orders coming in and they've got an operator on the phone and that operator's typing orders directly into QuickBooks instead of through the web store, they can be using the merchant account to pull, the QuickBooks sales receipt kind of thing to put transactions through their merchant account as they did before they had a web store.
Correct.
But that same account can be fed by transactions that are coming in from the web store.
Ah, okay.
That is exactly right. And it doesn't require any additional gateway or other connectivity services, whereas a typical merchant account through a merchant bank, whether it be Bank of America or Chase or whomever, you have the need of both the merchant account and then independent from that, you need a transaction gateway. The QuickBooks Merchant Services web store capability is one and the same.
Right.
It includes the gateway. There's no additional fees aside from the $9.95 monthly fee to add the web store capability to the existing merchant account.
Right. And so there's a trade-off here, but that's a feature that you add that is, in many cases, compelling to the small business owner. One merchant account, multiple points of entry, if you will, one from the web and one from the direct entered transactions. And when I said trade-off, I did kind of mean that in the sense that, yeah, my experience as a consultant now or an accountant is I've got transactions coming in from two places and then I need to reconcile the bank and my deposits. And sometimes that gets a little dicey. So, in fact, although it's convenient to have one merchant account, there may be a lot of your customers who are going to decide to set up a different merchant account for their web activity, and you give them basically a lot of choices for how they can, which one of those they can set up, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And for those that are utilizing the QuickBooks Merchant Services, the integration with QuickBooks will still result in PDG creating the sales receipt, and they'll still be able to make use of some of the reconciling features within QuickBooks for the web transactions.
Right. And maybe the fees are different with with one merchant account thing versus the other. So they can kind of shop in the marketplace for the right merchant account solution and not have to worry because they're using your product and it doesn't lock them into one merchant only.
Correct. Yeah. In this area and many others, we look to be as non-restrictive as possible.
Right. Okay, let me also ask you about design. I look at the web store solution as being two big chunks. One is designing the look and feel that my customers see when they go to store.sleater.com, and the other is the back end, if you will, the how does it connect to my accounting system and all that. So we've talked about the connection to the accounting system. Let's talk about design. Tell me how I get going with this thing.
This is one of the strengths of the PDG product, and it doesn't require someone who's specifically trained with PDG or for that matter, even somebody with a programming skill set. The software uses traditional HTML documents as templates. Whether it's a merchant who's maintaining their own website utilizing Dreamweaver or Go Live or the Microsoft Expressions for Web or FrontPage, they're able to easily take HTML files that are provided by PDG and customize to add the look and feel of their existing design. In fact, many merchants will choose to take advantage of a service that PDG offers, which is to skin the software based on their existing design. In this case, we'll take the overall look and feel of the page, the navigation structure, their logos and styles, and apply that universally to all of the HTML templates that are going to be utilized by PDG Commerce.
So PDG is completely a background process then, if you want to make it that way. And I don't get the feeling as a customer, I don't get the feeling that I've, quote, left someone's website, that things are jarringly different. It's just a kind of a seamless experience.
Very much so, both from a design perspective and quite literally, and this is somewhat unique as well, the software sits on the merchant's website. So not only does the look and feel stay persistent throughout the transaction, but the customer never leaves the merchant website. The merchant's able to make use of their own security protocols, so if they have an SSL certificate issued to their website,
sure.
The shopping experience as well as the checkout process all happens directly on the merchant's web server.
Right. And you also eliminate a whole bunch of complexity by passing credentials back and forth through, you know, especially if you're leaving a secure website and going out to back to somebody else's for a store and things like that.
Absolutely.
Okay. So, Doug, I have another, this is Doug B question, and well, maybe a Doug S question too. One of the things that I see consultants and end users sometimes suffering with is I walk in and I look and I say, you know, I really have two problems here that I need to solve. One problem I need to solve is my inventory is too complex for QuickBooks. The other problem I need to solve is I need a web store. So I then go out and solve my web store problem with, for example, PDG. But I go to solve my inventory problem with another add-on. We've talked about inventory add-ons before. It's another show. But I get another add-on, and now I have three players. I've got QuickBooks and an inventory product, and I've got PDG. What happens in those cases, Doug? Do you play well with other add-on products?
We do in some instances, and there's opportunities that we're currently pursuing in others. One thing that we found in a lot of instances, especially someone who might be working with apparel and have different sizes and colors, that they certainly don't want separate products of small red versus medium red showing up in the search results, that with the QuickBooks point of sale, even if the merchant's not utilizing a retail storefront and don't need it for the cash register capabilities, the inventory capabilities in the QuickBooks point of sale make it far easier in order to set that up and maintain the inventory and ultimately sync that to a web store so that you end up with a product with a drop-down list of size and color combinations. So point of sale can often be a good fit there. We have, working through Doug and in some instances with some of the other Gold developers and other awesome add-on winners, we are working towards integrations with some of the other inventory systems, I think most notably Fishbowl, We've also been working with, and I apologize, I'm drawing a blank at the moment, but Ron Sauter, Doug, if you'll help me out.
Yeah, that's the Activate product from Alterity.
Yes, that they have worked on integration with PDG Commerce so that anyone who's utilizing their inventory system, it does sync their inventory system with the PDG Commerce web store.
So the you and the other providers, so then we really have kind of a three-way cooperation. You're working with Intuit, you're working with Fishbowl, Fishbowl's working with Intuit, Fishbowl's working with you. I'm sitting in the middle getting a solution from all my three providers all around me, right?
Correct. The best case scenario would be that if we're compatible with QuickBooks and the other provider's compatible with QuickBooks, that it would just work. But since some of the other providers are actually pulling some of the functionality from QuickBooks, most notably the product management and the inventory management, we have to work outside the box a little bit and work directly with those providers to provide a direct connectivity to their inventory systems.
Sure.
Yeah, and Greg, this is where the consultant needs to really school themselves kind of
yep.
on what I would call sort of the whole infrastructure and how they plan it out for the client and what they want to talk to what and where they're going to store what. And, you know, that's why the small business owner will always need a consultant, because regardless of which solution they choose, they've got to think forward in terms of their own business, and they need someone with skills and best practices in mind to help them kind of weed through those issues.
Sure. So there have to be some other gotchas. And for both of you, Doug's, is sales tax another gotcha?
Certainly can be. I'll let Doug S. elaborate on this, but depending on the state and the requirements within the state and the states that the merchant has nexus in, they can be looking at anything from a very simple statewide sales tax for merchants within the state to a very complex scenario where different types of products have different tax rates for each individual municipality within the state. So depending on the state that the merchant's in, it can be something that can be very simple or very complex.
Yeah, I agree with you there, Doug. And when I went out and looked at lots of different e-commerce solutions, I basically concluded, you know, maybe I didn't do exhaustive research in this area, but I concluded everywhere I went, nobody has it perfect. And I also concluded that I don't think anybody ever will, because sales tax laws all over the country are changing so rapidly that it's a moving target. There's this thing called SST, which
right.
is a
bunch we should of things. We should do a show on that sometime.
Yeah, really. Anyway, so it's a complex problem that even the big guys aren't getting perfect yet.
Right.
So Doug's working a lot with his software and vendors who are solving that problem online. And again, Doug, you can elaborate there if you want to. But it's an area, again, for the consultant to really understand what state are we in, what is our nexus. Nexus means basically where is the client's offices located, and are they also located in many other areas? And if so, then often you have to charge sales tax in that area versus considering it to be like out of state.
And you can, unfortunately, it's a lot more than just an office. You can get nexus by accidentally driving through a state.
That's true. You have delivery trucks. Yeah, there's so it's complex, but it's up to the consultant to kind of weed through that stuff and make sure that we're in compliance when
exactly.
we.
Yeah. Well, the reason I raised the question is just to make sure that our listeners, our consultants out there, don't solve only the problems that we're identifying, because their job is not only to solve problems but identify other problems.
Yes.
So we've identified inventory and we've identified sales tax as a couple. Are there more? Does that kind of cover the?
Doug may want to talk about shipping, because that's another problem
okay.
child that I think he's solved quite well. So Doug, why don't you go there?
Yeah, shipping, a lot of opportunities, and we've looked to take advantage of those. As I mentioned previously, with regards to rate quoting, the user can pretty much choose which carrier they'll be working with, and we'll do real-time rate quotes. So as the user goes through the checkout, the software literally sends the request directly to the carrier and gets the response back with the actual shipping cost. The merchant can adjust it, so if they want to include shipping, handling, and other packaging costs, they can certainly do so. When it comes to actually printing shipping labels, we've specifically focused most of our efforts thus far on UPS. And the software has the ability that as the order completes, the merchant can actually print their label from directly within their PDG application. It's pre-invoiced, so it automatically gets billed to their UPS accounts. It automatically sends tracking notifications to both the merchant and the consumer, so people can track the package all the way to their doorstep. So very complex with regards to UPS. We're pursuing similar capabilities with some of the other carriers as well. Another advantage is the merchants that are utilizing QuickBooks, because they are getting itemized receipts within QuickBooks through the PDG software, they'll have full customer information, including the billing and shipping address information. So any of the services that are available within QuickBooks Shipping Manager, they can choose to make use of for any of their web transactions that were processed through PDG.
Yeah. So, yeah, and things like calculating the size and width and height and girth or whatever of boxes, depending on how many products I ordered and which product and how they do you really handle all that really well, or?
I won't look to bore the socks off of you, but yes, PDG allows the merchant to specify on a per-product basis the length, width, and height of the product, and then we've developed algorithms that do a Tetris-style packing to determine what the overall dimensions of the product or of the package will be, and then send that information with the rate request so that they're actually getting a quote based on the dimensional weight of the package.
So, Greg, you see here what we're painting is a solution set and an area, a problem area that is
right.
So big. It's as big as the accounting software itself.
It's actually, probably in many cases, it's bigger.
Yeah.
I mean, debits and credits have been around for a lot longer than payment gateways.
Yeah.
So we've got those pretty well handled, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's really all about operating the business as much as it is sending the operations data into the debits and credits. But the sending the data into debits and credits obviously is critical, but it's relatively simple compared to all the other things they have to do.
Well, I'm not sure that anything that has to do with this whole ecosystem is relatively simple. The more we talk, the more I realize how complicated this is, and the more I realize how important the consultants are that we're talking to today.
Yeah.
So let's kind of wrap this thing up a little bit and summarize what we've talked about. We talked about the payment big gateway, the shipping, the inventory, the sales tax, the web store setup, the QuickBooks side. As much as the Intuit people would like to say they have 100% of the market, they certainly don't. There's a bunch of people out there using products that are, in my opinion, excellent. Peachtree, Microsoft Small Business Accounting, Microsoft Office Accounting. What happens to people in over on those platforms, Doug B?
In the case of our software, we still provide a number of different options for the user to get data out of the web store, including comma delimited order files, XML capabilities that they can download or have automated processes that will pull XML reports of the web transactions.
Okay.
Integrations with, I think you gentlemen are probably familiar with the StoneEdge Order Manager, that they can post data into Order Manager, which in turn has integrations with numerous different accounting softwares above and beyond what PDG works with. Specifically with MYOB, we also have, in addition to the QuickBooks integration, we do also have an integration with the Mind Your Own Business accounting software.
Okay.
It allows the merchant to do batch imports of web transactions into MYOB. So we look forward to the capability of being able to do similar real-time functionality with them and some of the other accounting services, but at the moment that with PDG is exclusively with QuickBooks.
Sure. So before we leave this completely, as we normally do, Doug, we talk We talk about the genre in general. We talk about the awesome add-on, and I think it's only fair that we talk about perhaps a couple of the competitors. We've identified PDG as an awesome add-on, and Doug B, as you said, it is pretty damn good. But there are some competitors, and Doug S, who else would somebody want to take at least a look at?
Well, another big player out there is Pro Stores.
Uh-huh.
That's an eBay company.
Right.
And they have a connection to QuickBooks, but I'm just since I've drilled into that pretty heavily, it doesn't work really smoothly. So
right.
I'll just say that just on the surface right there. A lot of experience there. I think they're working to fix it, but it's a tough one. Network Solutions has shopping cart solutions. GoDaddy has some.
Right.
So there are several. The eBay, if you're going to do an eBay reseller and
right.
set up an eBay store, you can get those transactions pulled into QuickBooks. So yeah, there are some, and the place that PDG basically rose to the top, in my view, was because of this sort of real-time synchronization. They've really, really done a good job there.
Right. Well, Doug B., I certainly appreciate your carving some time out for us today. I know you're a busy guy. You got you got thousands of users out there. I imagine they call from time to time, right?
Frequently.
right.
Actually,
well,
much more as they're getting set up and down the road. But,
exactly. Yes. Exactly. So give me a quick elevator speech for PDG. Give me a telephone number and a website and some stuff like that. What are the answers to those first couple of questions that people always ask?
Appreciate that. Our web address is located at pdgsoft.com. Toll-free phone number is 866-433-4734. And as noted, our offering, we spoke initially briefly about the fact that e-commerce encompasses everything from the online storefront and catalog all the way through the shopping cart and checkout process. PDGs include both. So users have the ability to have a dynamic storefront that's generated by PDG utilizing the information that we've been able to retrieve from QuickBooks. So it's rather comprehensive, provides most of the tools that the merchant needs, and is extremely scalable in that the merchant chooses where they deploy it, whether it be on an inexpensive shared hosting platform or their own dedicated server within their physical location.
Okay, and we're talking to accountants, Doug, so the question that every accountant always asks is how much?
That, and there are also reselling and affiliate opportunities.
Okay.
So the pricing of the software, it is a one-time purchase as opposed to a lease or a hosted model. The merchant's actually able to buy the software and own it. The one-time license cost for PDG Commerce is $999. PDG provides a 30-day evaluation prior to purchase, so we firmly believe in letting people take a look at it, make sure that it's the right solution for them,
right.
providing them with technical support during the trial, and making sure that it's right.
Super. Interesting stuff, both Dougs, and I appreciate your time and your efforts, and for the now approaching 60% of practitioners out there who have clients selling on the internet. To me, in my opinion, Mr. Sleater, that means that other 40% will have them soon, right?
Yeah, it just makes this a huge opportunity for all of us
sure,
out there to kind
sure.
of introduce
well,
it and go do it.
Doug Blackburn, thank you so very much for your time. Doug Sleater, we will visit on July 22nd at 9:30 Eastern Daylight Time for Episode 10, and give us a quick bird's eye view. We're going to talk about manufacturing next time.
Yeah, it'll be MISIS.
Ah.
Business Manufacturing
right.
with us, and I've got their CEO lined up to join us.
Okay.
And Greg, I think that we set the time. I think you might be translating wrong. I think it's 1:30 Eastern instead of 9:30.
You're exactly right. I'm sorry. I punched that backwards.
Yeah.
I was going the wrong way. I guess I was thinking I was already in Las Vegas. I apologize. That 9:30 Eastern would be a tad early for you, wouldn't it?
Well, it would be. Yeah.
So we'll take care of that. Thanks for the thanks for the correction. I appreciate it very much. So it's 1:30 Eastern Daylight Time. This has been Episode 9 of Small Business Consulting to Go, another service of Intersection Live, the podcast series of the CPA Technology Advisor. I'm Greg LaFollette. I've been speaking with our regular guest, Doug Sleater, and also with Doug Blackburn, who's the Vice President of Sales at PDG Software. Mr. Sleater, Mr. Blackburn, thank you very much for your time. This is Small Business Consulting to Go, and we'll see you all on July 22nd.
Thanks, gentlemen.
That wraps up this edition of Small Business Consulting to Go. Join Greg and Doug again next month for more insight and advice you can trust. This has been a podcast provided by the CPA Technology Advisor at the intersection of technology and public accounting.